But it's not a pacifist religion. We know that as well. If someone attacks, if someone wants to destroy, then of course Islam advises us to stand, to go to jihad and all these things. But initially, basically, it is a religion of peace. It doesn't want to fight with anyone or to hold grudges against anyone. The da'wah in Islam is a peaceful da'wah. The call to Islam is a peaceful call. Isn't this the Quran which tells us, La ikraha fi din, you cannot force faith into anyone's heart? Of course, it's the Quran which is telling us. So it's a religion of peace. Afshu salam. What is this violence we are seeing today amongst the Muslims? These incidents we are seeing that is happening all over the world, not only in Europe. You see the most conspicuous of this violence in Syria, in Iraq, in other parts of Muslim land, and of course recently in Europe, what they call Muslim or Islamic extremism. What is this? If Islam is a religion of peace, why do we see these things? Since these very sad incidents happening in the West, in European soil, we see many Muslims come out in a very apologetic way, apologizing for what is happening. No, this is not our faith. Our faith is a faith of peace. We want to love everyone. Why should we see these people doing this? We disown them. However, I would never like to apologize for what is happening now in Europe. I never would like to do that. Why should I apologize for it? Islamic extremism is not something part of my faith or part of what we have made. Islamic extremism, as they call it, is a creation of the West. It's what they have created. It's their child. It's their offspring. And now it has come back to their land and they try to condemn Muslims for it. We are complaining. You have to apologize us for this. Who did create the Saudi regime, the Wahhabi cult in Arabia? Wasn't this the British government? It was. Then this very aggressive, violent cult attacked all different parts of the Muslim land in the vicinity, killing many thousands of people with the help, support, and aid of the British. Wasn't that? I mean, just refer to the history. Go to the National Archive. See how did the British created and supported the Muslim extremism? And should we apologize for it? Or should they apologize for it? Isn't Al-Qaeda a making of America and Britain? Just go and see. It's not very far-fetched. It's very close to our time in the history. Al-Qaeda was a making of these countries to fight against the Russian supremacy in Afghanistan. Osama bin Laden had an office in London until 2005, 4 years after the 9/11. Why? Is their making. ISIS is their making. They have given them support, help, their allies, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, they have given them weapons, money, and everything. And they have now, they have gone wild, of course. They have turned against their masters. And now they don't call them ISIS or anything like that. They call them Sunni extremism. So we have to be careful all the time. As I said, they have to apologize, Muslims, for what's happening today. Their offspring, their child, have gone wild against them, killing them in their own soil. Of course, it's very sad. We do not support it. But we condemn extremism, we condemn killing, not only in Paris, we condemn it in Syria, we condemn it in Iraq, we condemn surrounding and seizing a small place called Gaza for 50 days, bombing it, shelling it with several thousand tons of bombs, killing many people, 2,500, most of them children. We condemn that as well. And we condemn what happened in Paris. Yes, of course. But things are very much related to each other. Anyhow, we are diverted from our speech. I'm very angry. I'm very angry because Muslims come out and try to apologize for what's happening. We shouldn't apologize for that. They have to apologize us. So one of the first things that the Prophet said, Afshu Salam, spread peace.